open your Bibles to the book of Exodus tonight, Exodus chapter 33, and we'll read a few verses here, and then we'll also read in chapter 34. But I am thankful to be in the Lord's house. Amen. I'm glad to be a child of the King, glad that I'm on a solid foundation. It's not going to move. It's not going to change, but it's forever established. Amen. And I bless the good name of the Lord for that tonight. Exodus chapter number 33, you're willing and able to stand tonight. Exodus chapter number 33, and I'll begin reading in verse number 7. Exodus chapter 33, and beginning in verse number 7. Now, I'll read a lot of verses, but we'll read them as quick as possible. Then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart tonight. Exodus chapter 33, verse 7. The Bible says, "And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. It came to pass when Moses went out under the tabernacle, all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered in the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. All the people rose up and worshiped, every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again in the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people. Thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. Thou hast also found grace in my sight. I'm glad of that too. I'm glad God knows me by name too. Amen. Verse 13, Now therefore I pray thee, I found grace in thy sight, and show me now thy way, that I may know thee, and that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, Thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I, my people, have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, This is Moses speaking. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me. Thou shalt stand upon a rock. It shall come to pass while my glory passeth by. I will put thee in a cleft of the rock. I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. I will take away mine hand. Thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Then skip over the Exodus 34 and verse 29. Exodus chapter 34 and verse 29. The Bible said, and it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, how behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses Moses, I talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight one more time this side of heaven for the opportunity to be in your house. Lord, I ask you right now, I beseech you, oh Lord, help me to look beyond this congregation. Help me, oh God, to preach what you put in my heart. I pray for unction of the Holy Ghost. I set your servant loose and free tonight. I pray, God, that you'll touch hearts. I change lives in this place. Oh God, that we'd get a fresh glimpse of you tonight. Lord, that is the need of the hour. Help us, I pray. May you be exalted and glorified, and everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at Exodus chapter 33 and verse 18 tonight. This is where how to bring our thought from, where the Bible says, and he said, again, that's Moses, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. I want to preach tonight, the Lord helping me, just a few minutes on this subject. Do you desire the glory? Do you desire the glory? Moses had a heartfelt desire to know God more than he already knew him. Hey, Moses had already experienced that burning bush there on the backside of the desert. He had done been in some glory on the backside of the desert. It got so holy and so rich that God even said, take your shoes off your feet. You're standing on holy ground. Hey, we want to say this tonight. I'm glad to be in the family of God, but I sure want to know more about my Lord. I want to get in closer with him than I've ever been in my Christian life. Moses said, show me thy glory. Somebody said, preacher, what is that glory? That is God's manifest presence. That is God's splendor being revealed. That is a special closeness that you can enjoy as a child of the living God tonight. Oh, friend, I will tell you, most Christians in our day are living beneath their birthright. Amen. They struggle through this life. When you don't have to struggle, you can have victory in your life. You can have a closer walk with the Lord. Now, let me help you. Some of you are going to get nervous. I'm not preaching a second work of grace. I'm not preaching about some wild experience that the TV preacher talks about. I'm talking about just getting closer to God, learning more about him, beholding him and the beauty of holiness. Hey, that's what Moses desired. He desired to see the glory of God. Hey, I'm telling you, that's my heart desire tonight, is to get a fresh glimpse of the glory tonight. Hey, you're too late to tell me that ain't real. You're just 36 years late to tell me that this ain't right. I know it is. Amen. I've been in where he's at. Hey, there ain't nothing like it. Hey, there is such a thing as praying and walking into the Holy of Holies and getting right in at the very throne of God. There is such a thing as that. And it's available to every child of God tonight. Hey, you don't have to live defeated. You don't have to live an abnormal Christian life. Hey, you can enjoy the goodness and richness of a great big God tonight. Oh, Moses said, show me thy glory. Can I say to you, the glory can cause you to shout. But hey, I want to stress this. The glory will always, the number one thing that the glory will always do is cause you to fall on your face and to worship him who is worthy, who is deserving to be worshiped tonight. Oh, friend, you won't get him the glory and talk about how good you are. You won't talk about the deeds you've done. If you ever get him the glory, you'll lose sight of you. You'll lose sight of this world, and you'll see him high and lifted up and holy and righteous and above all and better than all. I'm telling you tonight, you can get in. You can enjoy being saved. You ain't got to be defeated. There's victory for the child of God tonight. Oh, friend, Moses said, show me thy glory. I'm telling you, there's a hunger in me for the glory of God. You say, that makes me nervous. You ought to get a taste of it then. You can and you should. Amen. Hey, friend, I look at Moses here in the verses we've read, and he began to decide, hey, he's already been on the mountain one time before and got the Ten Commandments, as we call them. He's done been with God, but now he's wanting something even closer. Amen. Hey, you can be satisfied all you want to, but I'm not. I'm not wanting to be satisfied. I'm yearning to be closer to him. How, hey, you say, preacher, I don't know about all this glory stuff. I'm telling you, it's real. I've experienced it down at the house of God multiple times. I've experienced it riding down the road, and God began to talk with my heart and get bigger than I could contain. Hey, I'm going to tell you tonight, you can enjoy this. Amen. Now there's some of you, I'm preaching over your head. All I know to do is tell you, get the CD and listen to it again and ask God, let you get a glimpse of his glory too. But the rest of us, it's had a taste, that we've had a side, a good side of that glory. I'm telling you, I've never been the same. I've never been satisfied for the world's sin. I'm telling you, there's something about desiring and the glory of God. Hey, I'll tell you, that's what's going on in our churches. We're missing that desire for the glory. We come in, we drag in, and we rush out. Amen. We come in, sit down like we're dead, and we're at God's funeral too. Say amen right there. I want to tell you, that ain't what church is about. I'm telling you, great God in heaven, I'm telling you tonight, that church is about getting in here and getting a fresh glimpse of him and a worshiping him and bringing glory to him. That's what church is about. It ain't about comparing our hardships. It ain't about talking how bad the world is. Hey, I'm telling you, I came here tonight, had to get a good glimpse of his glory, had to get in where he's at. Hey, you can get in too if you want to, or you can sit there like a dead wooden Indian. It's your choice. I've done made up my mind. I've done purpose in my heart. I was getting in tonight. I was going to get a fresh glimpse. I want to worship him. I want to adore him. I want to bring him glory tonight. I'm telling you, there is the glory of God, and the people of God can enjoy. Oh, there ain't nothing like it. Oh, yes. Hey, Moses said, oh, God, just show me. Show me thy glory. Oh, friend, preacher, how in the world? Oh, it's possible. It's possible. Hey, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's right. You're getting out of these services what you want. Amen. You want to drag around, that's your business. I'm going to get a glimpse of his glory. Amen. There's three things in our text, and I'll be done. First of all, in chapter 33 and verse 18, we see the prayer for the glory. He said, I beseech you, I pray, Lord. He's a praying, Lord, show me thy glory. It is all right to pray for God to show you the glory. I want you to know that. Ain't one thing wrong with that. Moses prayed it.
Others have prayed it. Amen. I'm telling you, that was my prayer back in my office this afternoon. Lord, show us your glory. Let us see you so holy. Let us see you lifted up so high that we do lose sight of ourselves and major on you tonight. Oh, yeah. You see, the psalmist said also in Psalm 63 and verses 1 and 2, he said, "Oh God, thou art my God." Now, I want to say this. It's good to say he's our God. I preached on that last Sunday night. I want to tell you, I'm more excited to tell you he's my God. Amen. Hey, you can talk about him being the God of the church. Hey, you can talk about him being the God of Israel. Hey, but I'm glad to say he is my God. Oh, yes. Oh, God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a thirsty land where no water is, I to see thy power and thy glory. As so as I've seen thee in the sanctuary, even the psalmist David, I said, "Lord, show me your glory. I desire your glory tonight." Hey, it's not that you can say I hadn't experience, but it's so you can see him better, amen, and do more for him. Oh, he prayed. Oh, yeah, by the way, James said, "You have not because you ask not." Amen. You're not going to pray too big for God. Amen. You're not going to pray something he can't do. Amen. And I know James went on to say that we have not because we ask amiss, and we can do that. But a lot of folk just ain't asking. Amen. Jesus said in the book of Matthew, in chapter 7, he said in verse 7 and 8, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Hey, you want to see God's glory? Ask him. Amen. Say, "Lord, I sure would like to lose sight of me and everybody else. And Lord, just let me behold you in my heart and by the eye of faith for a little while. Show me thy glory." Oh, the prayer for the glory. Let me say number two, the place to see the glory. He told Moses, "You can't see my face and live." He said that down in verse 20 of Exodus 33. Here's what he said in verse 21. He said, and the Lord said, "Behold." That means, looky, looky, listen up. "Behold, there is a place by me that ain't off at a distance, looking over the veil, that's right beside him." Amen. There is a place, oh my. "There is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. It shall come to pass while my glory passeth by. I will put thee in a cleft of the rock. I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by." There's a place that you can get in where you can see the glory. That's in Christ. It said in the cleft of the rock. The Bible has the best commentary in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 4 says that rock is Christ. Amen. Hey, that songwriter was right. "Rock of ages, cleft from me. Let me hide myself in thee." Hey, if you get up in the rock, hey, Jesus said in John 15 about abiding in him. See, the reason most of you ain't seen the glory, you're not abiding in Christ. There's a difference of being saved and indwelt by the Holy Ghost and you getting there. Hey, a lot of folk are living their own life. They're too much following the world, Brother Dallas. Hey, if you'll just say, "Lord, I want you," and abide in him, hey, you can see the glory. Amen. Oh, to abide in Christ. Oh, to get away. Get alone with the Lord. You'll never see the glory of the Lord wrapped up in this world. Amen. While you're looking down defeated in a pooch lip, you'll never see the glory. But if you'll get in that cleft, oh yeah, abide in the Lord, you can behold the glory of God. You see, some folk acting peculiar. They're desiring and they're getting a glimpse. That's why folk are getting a hollering a little bit tonight. They're looking beyond you. Amen. Hey, I love you. I'm glad you're here tonight. But I didn't come to see you. Amen. I came to look way beyond you. I came to look way beyond the four walls of this church. I came to look at Him. Hey, I've never been disappointed in Him. I've never been discouraged in Him. I'm telling you, fresh glimpse, it'll change your life. There is a place you can get and enjoy the glory. Amen. You're just going to have to be like that Shulamite in the Song of Solomon. When she left them, she found Him. Amen. That'll get a hold of some of you after a while. Amen. I said fooey on the brethren a long time ago. Divorce public opinion. That's why I preach like I do. I ain't too worried what folk think. I'm more interested in what God knows. Amen. I'm more interested in pleasing God than I am pleasing man. Amen. You got to get in that place that's by Him. Hey, you want to see the glory of God in Christ, abide, and you'll see the glory of the Father. Hey, no, the prayer for the glory and the place to see the glory. But let me say this, there is the power of the glory. Don't let that make you nervous right there. But there's power in the glory. Amen. Can I say this, and listen to me, in Exodus 34, we see the effect that the glory had on Moses. You see, he said, show me thy glory. He said, I can't let you see my face, you won't live. Why? Moses in flesh. But he said, there's a place by me. He said, I'll put you in that cleft. I want you to see this, get this in your heart. He put Moses in that rock, and then he laid his hand over that hole where Moses was, and he went walking by. And when he walked by, he removed his hand as he was passing by. And there was the train that filled the temple, a dragon behind the Lord, and he saw His glory. Just a little glimpse of His glory. Now I'll say this, it was so powerful that you could see it on Moses' face. You see, the glory can be seen on a person. Hey, I want to help you young people, especially you young preachers, just a minute. Moses didn't come out with a bumper sticker saying, I saw the glory. He didn't come out and say, give me the PA system, let me tell everybody that I've seen the glory. He didn't do that. He didn't say nothing. He just come down walking out of that mountain, them tablets in his hand. He began to run and say, oh Lord, something done happened to Moses up on the mountain. He looks different than the way he went up. Oh yeah, his face was a-beaming with the glory of God. He had seen God in His glory, and it told on Moses. Oh yes, can I tell you, friend, these young people, this world is not interested in dead orthodoxy. They don't want religion. They don't need religion. They need to see some child of God get up in the cleft of the rock and get a glimpse of the glory of God. Let it shine on your face. You ain't got to go tell it. It'll tell on you. Oh yes. I'm telling you something, you can't work up the glory. Amen. Hey, it was seen on a person. Moses' face shined. I want to say this, you could see it in a place. There in 2 Chronicles, we find the Bible talks about that dedication of that temple. And there, 2 Chronicles 5, the great choirs assembled in a white linen garment. Oh yeah, they had a robe on. What about that? Some people don't think you could sing in a robe and have the power of God. They done it. Amen. Don't knock it all the time, friend. Hey, they had robes on and they got to singing. Preacher, what did they sing? Well, this is what the Bible said they sang. For He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. What are they doing? They're bragging on Jesus. bragging on the Lord. Hey, he's good, he's merciful. Hey, and here's what the Bible said. And the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Oh, he goes over in chapter 7, same thing after preaching and praying. The glory filled the house. They fall down on the pavement and they worship. Hey, the glory can be seen in a church. Are you listening to me? That's what you're getting a little taste of tonight. There's some folk looking beyond everybody else and in their hearts saying, yeah, Lord, that's what I want. That's what I need. Show me your glory. Let me see you more lifted up than ever before. Let me have a fresh glimpse tonight. Oh, I love it when the glory's filling the house. Amen. Now, I say it again now. It make you shout. Sometimes it just make you want to fall on your face. I've been in church where the glory fell and there's a running and a shouting and a leaping and a jumping. The glory had fell in the house. But I've also seen the glory fall and it get real still and real quiet. You know what's going on then? Brother Tony, people's hearts was a bowing down. They wasn't lifting up in their pride. They was a bowing their heart down before God. And they was a worshiping the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, that's what we need more of is the glory. Amen. Desiring to see the glory of God. I'm telling you something tonight. I want my children, I want your children, grandchildren to see and experience the glory of God. We may never grow to be the largest church in Spartanburg County, and that'll be okay. That'll be okay. But I want folk to know if you go to Gateway, there's a real chance you can get a glimpse of his glory. Amen. I want them to get in where the spout, where the glory comes out. Oh, yes. Hey, I've been like this since I was about 16 years old when I got to the glory for the first time. Amen. Hey, that's what your children are needing. That's right. I know this is out of step, out of date with this old world, but me and the Lord's happy with it. Amen. Oh, yes. Me and the Lord's happy with it. Amen. I ain't looking for a modernistic way. I done told you we are the alternative tonight. There are all them other places everywhere. We could give you a rock concert and blow your eardrums out, but what good is it? Just go to hell deaf. Amen. I'm more interested in your children coming in Gateway and the glory, the Shekinah glory of God come flooding through the house and they get afraid to move because God's in the house. Whoa, yes. Hey, you see, when the glory falls, it ceases to be about men. Whoa, yeah. It gets beyond the preacher. It gets beyond the singers. Oh, yes. We need my heart cry. Your heart cry needs to be, show me thy glory. Let us get a fresh glimpse of you tonight, Lord. The majority will probably never see it, but there's a remnant, I believe, that's hungry for it. Some have been in it before and want to get back in it. Others just have heard about it. And it'd be good for you to get in it. That's right. I'm going to tell you this tonight and I'm done. The glory will do more than 100 messages can ever do. The glory will do more good than every song that you can sing. That's right. Brother G.W., the glory, it'll get a hold of a man and shake him to his soul. That's right. It'll cause him to lose his old rotten pride. And that's what's wrong with some of you. Even here tonight, they've been spurts of glory. You feel him well up in you, but you're just too afraid what somebody might think about you if you just cut loose. That's right. You say, man, they'll think I got some wildfire. Oh, not us that's been in the glory. Amen. Hey, to have the glory of God rested on you is worth more than 10 million worlds. Yes, sir. I know I've been in this thing so long and been around it so deep and so strong. And I preach some folk that ain't never been there. And I notice they say, boy, I want to understand what you're saying, want to get in on. You're not quite there. Just hang around. Keep a coming. Keep a reading your Bible. Keep a praying. Keep asking God to show you His glory, and He'll do it. He'll do it. Hey, there's more to it than what you know. Hey, man, I heard a fella a while back, he don't believe what I'm preaching. I've even read an ad in a particular religious newspaper. Their advertisement is on there says, we're not camp meeting. Well, good, tell us you're dead. Hey, man, I'm telling you tonight, you need the glory. A lot of folk don't understand it, and they say, I don't believe it. Well, what you really need to say, as far as you know, and that ain't very far. I ain't being mean by that. I'm going to tell you something. There is something to this. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be a miserable Christian. You can be a victorious Christian tonight. Amen. You ain't got to go around always defeated. There's some heaven to go to heaven in. Amen. Desiring God's glory. Amen. I'm going to say it one more time because I'm on the internet for one thing. I'm not talking about you seeking an experience. I'm talking about seeing the Lord. Not in the natural eye, but by that spiritual eye. Amen. And you can have it if you want it. I want my children to have it. I mean that. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if one of my children ever be known or be wealthy, don't have no idea. And just to be real honest, I'm not real worried about it. But I am very interested in them knowing something about the glory. I told somebody the other night, and I mean this, I've seen a lot of people saved in 31 years of preaching. And I baptized a whole lot of people. And boy, I get excited when a sinner gets saved. Well, there's just something different about when my children were getting saved. And I got to baptize them. Had done something inside of me. I mean that. Next best thing to get saved is seeing your children get saved. I mean that. But I want to tell you something. I'd like to see my children getting the glory. That's right. They may never get as wild as their daddy gets. That's okay. But I like them to get to the spout. Get a good taste of it. Amen. It'll change you. Good mountain terminology, you'll be ruined. Amen. You'll never be the same if you ever get a taste of the glory. You can't work it up. You can't do it. But if you'll seek Him, He'll reveal Himself to you. I mean in your heart like never dreamed of. I'm glad that this thing's real tonight. I'm glad I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven and I am enjoying the trip. I am not enduring the trip. I am enjoying the trip tonight. You can too. Father, take the message, use it for Thy glory. Lord, I pray that You'll help us. Oh, Lord. Lord God, You said if we'd hunger and thirst, we'd be filled. God, that's our heart desire. Lord, to fill us up that You might use us for bringing glory to Your name. Lord, I love You. Have Your way in the invitation. In Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I have minded the Lord the best I know how tonight. Maybe there's somebody come in tonight, you're not saved. You'd not like to be remembered in prayer. And you'd lift hands and say, preacher, I'm lost. Pray for me. Anybody in the building, preacher, I'm not saved. And I know it. I see that young hand. Is there a Christian here tonight who will say, preacher, I sure want to get a glimpse of God's glory. Amen. Amen. I believe that is the heart-burning desire in every child of God. I want to know more about Him. I want to get closer to Him tonight than I was this morning. And if God lets me live and the sun rises in the morning, I want to be closer in the morning than I am right now. Oh, let's stand tonight. What are we going to sing, Brother Tim? Is you're all on the altar. I'm not going to try to work nothing up. If you need to come, just come on.